B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's play a little Cuzzo trivia, shall we? 215-263-0975. The first two guys on the contest, 215-263-0975, will play a little Cuzz trivia, and you win a $25 gift card to Primo Hoagies. Not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. How's that?
Sounds great. But you didn't say the number game showy like I did yesterday.
Yo, go ahead, do it.
215. I'm not going to do it.
Go ahead, do it.
Now, 215-263-0975.
All right. That's what you do. We want you to play Cuzzo Trivia. We'll have some fun. Don't forget the Cuzzo app coming soon. Local trivia, trivia you care about. We're going to have some fun with that. If you want today's jersey numbers, if you know the jersey numbers, you chime in. And we're going to compile a list. We want a big field that we want to do, because we're going to do it every Tuesday and Thursday. And at the end, all the winners will play in a tournament-style contest. That sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. It's jersey numbers. We have two guys. Let's do it, and then we'll get to our calls. I know Ryan was talking about the playback. Phil, Dags, and Reed all want to talk Bird. Eric, Barry talking Sixers. Let's get it started and introduce our contestants. Gary from South Jersey. Hello, Gary.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Ready to play a little Cuzzo trivia?
Absolutely.
My man. Let's meet your contestant today from the fighting borough of Norristown, Dwayne. What's happening, Dwayne? Pottstown,
hey, it's
Wayne. All right. Well, I can't see.
Well, that's all right.
And it says, I can't even look, so don't worry about it. Wayne, nice job. I'm pumped for you to play a little Cuzzo. All right. Tunis, you got the penny? The lucky penny? Because there's nothing good for the penny now anyway. It's not worth anything. So the penny, how about this, Gary? Call it in the air.
All right, Gary, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's the official Cuzzo trivia penny. Ready? Call it in the air right now. Go.
Tails.
It is tails.
That's
two for two. People,
look at that.
Yeah, how about that?
All right.
Gotta go tails.
All right, Gary, you want to go first or second?
I will go second.
You will go second. You got last ups. We play five frames. You have a chance to steal. Whoever has more points after the five innings is the winner and will win the Primo's gift card for $25. All right, Wayne, that puts you up first. Here we go.
Right.
What number does Jason Kelce wear?
62.
Correct.
Yes.
Nice job, Wayne. Right off the bat, grabs it. All right, Gary, you are up. Gary, what number did Jason Avant wear?
Avant.
He's a friend of the show. He's on the stage.
I know. I actually met him. I know him. I did work for him. I want to say.
Hurry up. No Google. 85
is wrong.
85 is wrong.
It's wrong.
Wayne, you want to steal it?
Yeah, I'm going to steal that. 81.
Correct! The double jumbo!
Yes.
Oh no! Wayne with the big lead! Gary!
He took T.O.'s number.
That's right! That's right! Wayne's up 2-0! Pressure!
Should have known.
Oh, look at that! All right, Wayne, what number did Carlos Ruiz wear?
Carlos Ruiz wore 51.
Wow! Wayne, yeah! Coming out strong. He's a numbersman. That's it. Gary, what number did Brad Lidge wear?
54.
54
yes!
is correct. 3-1. Three frames to go. Wayne, what number does Travis Konecny wear?
Travis Konecny, he wears number 11.
11
yes!
is correct.
Oh,
Gary, what number does Carter Hart wear?
72.
72 is incorrect, Wayne, for the steal.
79.
79 is correct. Oh, man, it's a white watch.
Are you kidding me?
Oh.
I'm Asian. I'm good with numbers.
Oh, man. So here's the deal. Here's where we stand. After three innings, Wayne is up 5-1. So that would mean you would have to get every question right, and Wayne would not, and you have to steal it to force overtime, guy. So here it is. Wayne can end the game right here. Wayne, what number did Spencer Hawes wear?
Spencer Hawes, he was number 00.
And there it is!
Yes! My God.
Oh, my God!
That was rude. This guy is not fair. He's not human.
Wayne.
I'm good with the numbers. I remember everyone's number.
You are ridiculous. My God, Wayne. That's outrageous. That's it. Thanks. That's the game. You just rolled. Man, I got to tell you. Garrett, good job. You ran into a buzzsaw. Wayne was a buzzsaw. Nice job, Wayne. Wayne moves in, moves on, and he'll be part of the field for sure.
And he also did
the Cuzzo trivia contest.
He was specific. 00 for Spencer Hawes.
Man, that was outrageous, dude. Are you kidding me?
There you go. What's more bogus, the single zero or double zero? I like the double zero.
You do?
Yeah, I'm in.
You're in on double zero?
But I don't know. Gilbert Arenas won zero. He looked pretty cool. Agent Zero.
Agent Zero. Yeah, Agent Zero rules. I agree with that.
So I don't know. Am I a single zero guy or double zero? Josh Richardson's a zero.
I'm an Agent Zero fan. Big time Agent Zero fan. What a way to start, dude. The Cuzzo games have been strong the last 2 days. Amazing. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to Reed in Charlotte. Reed, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Reed.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, Reed?
Hey, on my way back on Charlotte. Hey, listen, a couple things real quick. Andrew, you done made a whole city of Boston haters defend a guy that we hate.
I'm proud of myself for that. I think my job is done.
How could that happen, man? We all hate the South. I'm 43, so I'm like in between some of these old heads and some of the new school guys. There is no way that Blackbird couldn't play and thrive. And he's the top 10 player in any era. 50, 40, 90. That's all you got to know. He's a killer winner. I mean, he was like Karl Malone on defense. You know what I mean? Meaning, he was a position defensive player. You know, he's not as fast as quick, but look, there's a lot of fast, quick, strong guys that couldn't play a lick of basketball or any other sport.
That doesn't
make you really good because
you heard that line, right? You heard that, you know, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane.
Yeah, plays like Jane. You know what I mean? I mean, Sean Kemp, let's take him for example. He was the most athletic guy you ever seen. He had a solid career, but according to his athletic ability, he should have been one of the best ever. But
yeah,
you know,
he had special circumstances. He started to booze a little bit and got out of shape. I mean,
guess what? That was a decision, though. You know what I mean?
Listen, you're right. Between that and women, remember Sean?
Oh, yeah, he had a ton of kids.
Yeah.
So real quick, Bird would be a top 10 player. He's just as good as Doncic. I think Doncic is a top 10 player. Man, I think Doncic is better.
Yeah, I love Doncic. I mean, I think he's a hell of a player.
Yeah. And that, the last thing, that playback, man, that was a good playback. A lot of players, man. The Trash Man, Greg Garrity was in there.
Yes, the Trash Man.
Trash Man.
How about Kenny Jackson? Remember, we thought Kenny Jackson was going to be a great player. He was a bum.
85, man, came out with a Jerry Curl.
Yeah.
Come on, man, I remember that. You know,
oh,
but
my
he's a
God.
Bum.
Yeah.
Another big, strong, fast guy that didn't make it in the league. Yeah, but you look at a guy like Steve Largent, he could play in the NFL today. He ran a 4.8 40 And I guarantee he'll still have 100 touchdown catches in the NFL today.
Yes, 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 he was. He was ridiculous. Yeah, you're right on. Reed, good stuff, buddy. Wow, that was fun. How did you do that, Andrew? You turned, he's right, Reed nailed it. You turned a city that hates the Celtics, you know, more than poison.
Yes.
Into defending the poster child for that team, the ever ugly Larry Bird.
Yeah, I think this is going to go on my LinkedIn, my resume, that I was able to do this.
Right?
I consider myself job well done today.
Damn, Junis. How did you do that?
It's all about the errors, man. You're right. Everybody could defend their era. And I get it.
Damn, Junis.
That's when he got into sports. People know the greatness of Larry Bird. I know the greatness of Larry Bird. But I just don't know how he would fit today. He would be, I said it, he would still be able to shoot. I'm sure he could still D up some guys.
You are a heretic, is what they call them. Barry, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic Bar.
Hey, I got to make this quick because I got to go to confession for defending a Boston Celtic. Listen, Andrew, love you on the show, but I know I'm an old head. Larry Bird could do more than shoot. He was one of the best passers. And everybody wanted someone like him. And the stupid Sixers in 1983, Anthony?
Yes.
Who did they draft? He was supposed to be the next Larry Bird.
Leo Routens.
Syracuse.
Leo
Routens.
Yes.
Oh, what a.
The Canadian Larry Bird.
Yeah.
He wasn't even a Canadian mongoose. Yes. Yes.
The Canadian Basketball Hall of Fame. That's like the Brazilian Hockey Team Hall of Fame. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
Look, I look every day. I've got my picture of Doc with his hand around Larry's throat.
One of the great pictures of all time.
Oh, my God. It's one of my favorites.
It is.
Absolutely one of my favorites.
He's got his hand clutched around the Adam's apple. Bird.
You know what I got it next to? An autographed jersey, number 61 of 100 of Wilt Chamberlain.
Wow, really? That's amazing.
And I got a Wilt autographed ball and a Dr. J autographed ball.
Damn, that's incredible. That's impressive.
But the day that Wilt died, you know what I went to? I have a 1972 Sports Illustrated cover with Wilt on the cover of it.
Get out. That's cool, man.
And I don't have the book. I just kept the cover. And that's what I went right to when the day Wilt died.
Wow. I actually covered his funeral. For the Inquirer.
Did you really?
I was at his funeral for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Yeah.
Wow.
I was in Los Angeles, and an earthquake hit the night before the funeral.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Great call, man. Really, so much fun. I love you guys, Barry. Thank you, buddy.
And
enjoy yourself. That was awesome. There is, it's a lot of fun when we talk old head, young heads.
Taking shots at my boy.
Who's that?
Leo Routens.
Leo Routens? That is your boy.
Lithuanian. He's a fellow Lithuanian, man.
Leo Routens is a Lithuanian?
Yep. He played in
How did you know that?
Because
he was Canadian.
Well, he's a Canadian Lithuanian. Like Stauskas.
Okay, right.
He played in like Lithuanian basketball leagues like I did as a kid.
Wow.
I did that for about a year and I realized that my fellow Philadelphia Lithuanians weren't that good. So I was like, all right, I'm going to play somewhere else where, you know, it's a little more talented.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Leo Rounds, he was horrible. The Sixers, they drafted bums. Bums they drafted. Oh, Mark McNamara, he had a big snake around his neck. Tim McCormick. Like, these names, I'll never forget. Danny Vrains. These horrible players. Sean Bradley.
Sean Bradley.
Tyrone.
Yesterday was the anniversary of his draft.
Was it really?
Yep.
That was the flub of all flubs. Sean Bradley.
He's a great actor, though. Space Jam.
He was horrible. The only reason why he was in that movie? It was because of his agent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got to the bottom of that.
Well, maybe it was real life.
I asked Charles, how the hell did he get in that movie?
Right.
And Charles said it was because of his agent.
Well, maybe it was real life. Maybe the aliens did take away his
David Falk
power, and they just never gave it back.
Man, you're right. Classic.
MJ grabbed the ball, and the only power that wasn't returned was Sean Bradley's.
Oh, that's great. Let's go to Dags. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Dags.
How you doing, cuz? What's going on?
What's up, my man? Here he is, Boston Dags. I knew he was about to call today.
Well, it was funny because I actually came to work late today because I was having some yard work done, and I was like, wow, they get dedicating a whole show to my boy, Larry, the handsome man. Give me some stats, all right? 13 years in the league, 12-time All-Star, 10-time first-team All-NBA, 3-team All-First-Team defense, 3-time MVP, 2-time All-Star MVP, 2-time Finals MVP, Rookie of the Year. Average career, 26-11-7, averaged over 90% from free throws. He averaged a double-double for his first 9 years in the league, okay? 9 out of his first 10 years in the league, he was top 5 minutes played, 3 times the most minutes played, okay? 50% field goal percentage in career, 40% three-point percentage in his career. And that's with everybody grabbing him and pulling him. And so you talk about athleticism. He doesn't need to be as athletic in this league because if you touch him, he gets a whistle. By the way, he was 15 to 16 on average from free throws. And 83 to 84, he was 41 points, 24 rebounds, 17 assists in a playoff game.
We just insulted your life.
You insulted it. And he's a handsome man. And he used to, like, smoke cigars, drink beers. Like, the lack of athleticism, I think, is a strength now. Because now you touch somebody, they blow a whistle. I mean, back then, him and Lambert dragging each other down to the ground. You had to go through the Knicks. You had to go through Indianapolis. You had to go through Detroit. Then you had to play the Bulls. And then when you got to the finals, you had to play the Lakers. Now it's a joke. I mean, it's not the same as it was. So it's the same thing like saying you're a charismatic guy now when you got social media as compared to before where you had to have, the cannoli to walk up to somebody and say, hi, I'm Matt, what's your name? Big difference.
I love the protection of the era.
Yes.
Because you're protecting the era is what you're doing.
Yes, but I will say that Will Chamberlain, you can't argue, anytime they have to change the rules of the game because somebody's so good at it, they got to be truly the best ever. He was so good, they had to change the rules. You know, like Gibson in 60, they had to, lower the mound.
You know what the best is, Dags, is that the text board's like going off crazy. Tell the Bird stat man to be quiet. I can't take it anymore.
Well, tell him to get on the computer and know what they were talking about. Because Larry Bird today would probably score 65 a game. Top 10 in the NBA right now.
What?
If I'm picking an all-time team.
Hey, Dags.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons shuts him down.
Oh, give me a break. He'd fake left, fake right. Ben Simmons' ankles would snap. And
sure. Ben Strowman had a Larry Bird. Long
How about the guy? How about the guy from Indiana? He's like, you know what? We came out of timeout. He walked over. Reggie he said, I'm going to fake left.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot a three-pointer right here at the buzzer and beat you.
Yeah.
He got the ball. He faked left. He hit the shot.
All right. He's like, ugliest man. Ugliest
Simmons
player.
Ain't doing that. He's dribbling and passing out.
Shut them out. No, it's not about I'm just talking defensively. Ben would shut him down, Dags. Shut down, Bird. with his length and superior strength and athleticism, the great defender that is Ben, would shut him down.
Larry Loser. Larry Eighth Man.
After hearing Dags, I'm with you. I'm going to go back.
Good.
Forget it.
Larry Benchwarmer.
Bleep, Larry Bird.
Larry Towel Waver.
That's terrible. That's heresy. All right. We got a couple open lines. You want to join us? I got Ryan.
Larry didn't dress.
Who wants to talk about the playback, which was awesome. Incredible. And just hearing the greatest. We got to talk about that, too, because we didn't have a chance because of all the Bird stuff. 610-632-0975.
Larry, release.
610-632-0975. That's how you join us. Got some openings. You want to chime in? Still got about 45 minutes to go. Cuz Radio with the Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
But now Blackledge is going to put it up on first down. He's going for the bundle. Garrity! Touchdown!
Dude! That was the playback today. I know we got sidetracked because we're doing a lot of the NBA old versus the NBA now. And it was a highly entertaining conversation. And I love it. I love kind of moderating this sort of thing. The playback was because we owed it to the Penn State people. We did on Monday, we did Temple Penn State.
Christian Sackenberg, 11 times.
And that was as Temple people, our biggest win in the, our only really real win in the rivalry, right? Where we dominated. And it was, you know, a source of Temple pride. So we did that. Now we owed it to the Penn Staters, a lot of you guys in the area. So we owed it to you guys to give a Penn State great moment. So we went back to Penn State, Georgia, 83 Sugar Bowl. And that was it. Blackledge going for the bundle.
Going for the bundle.
And you got to know Keith Jackson. Now, had you ever heard of Keith Jackson game?
Yes. Not live.
But have you, you know, that you got vintage Keith Jackson.
Yes, that was fantastic. I mean, that was the most Keith Jackson I've heard because I did the entire game. Yeah, he was great. He was very talented. And that's why, you hear great things about Keith Jackson, the stuff that he did in his career.
Listen, I can hear it in your voice. You are so careful now not to offend.
No, because I thought he was great. I thought he was great. It's funny some of the terms they use, right? Like going for the bundle.
Going for the
bundle. But I get it. It's different.
Well, the use of language
was all alone in the end zone. He was lonesome.
Right, he was so alone, he was lonesome.
I was like, all right, you mean he was wide open? Right, because we're so, that's how we do
it. Hey, Mike, you can't walk by. What are you doing? By the way, Penn State, you got to come in here.
By the way, playback brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
Now, a man who was at, and he was there in the Sugar Dome, all Penn Stated up. There he is, Mikey Miss.
That is correct.
I was at that game.
Now, we did it. We threw you a bone today.
He did?
In the playback by giving you Penn State, Georgia.
Yeah, well, they weren't supposed to win that game.
What was that?
It was Herschel. Like Herschel was the impenetrable force, and there was no way they were going to win the game. So, My tickets, my college roommate was going to grad school at Tulane. So I, you know, it was a perfect set. I had a place to stay. We got tickets. We went to the game. But our tickets.
You didn't write about it?
Not 83, no. Okay. No, the other one I wrote about.
Yeah.
So the 83 game was Todd Blackledge and Kurt Warner.
And
Kenny Jackson and Greg Garrity.
Yes.
And guys like that, right? So, my tickets were right in the Georgia section. So we're surrounded by all these rabid Georgia fans, and they're going, you know, they're starting to hunker down, you dogs, right?
Oh.
they had the hunker down thing going, right?
Yeah.
Hoschel. And then we had Terry Hogue. Remember Terry Hogue?
Yes, Terry Hogue.
Yeah, he was their defensive safety.
He was a Buddy Ryan.
He was a hitter. And they go, Terry Hogue, all game. And Penn State stings them. I think Garrity caught a touchdown pass early in the game. And they cracked Herschel like I'd never did. Wherever he went, they had four guys that were headed his way. Now, I think he still got 100 yards, but he earned like every yard.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't bust out on them the whole game. And they wound up winning the game, and the Georgia people were actually really nice. Man, y'all kicked our ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Get out!
Yeah, that was a fun experience. But yeah, what I was telling you was the fun experience was kind of after. And this is an interesting dilemma for any man, actually. Is this thing on? Because I can't hear myself in
it. Yeah, it's on.
All right. So, yeah, so I plugged in. So, there was a party. The Georgia swim team was playing somebody down there. They had an SEC meet or whatever.
Right.
And the Georgia, I found myself at this party on Bourbon Street with the Georgia girls swim team. And you know, that's a big thing.
Sure it is.
Keep from Penn State, been in the frost.
Me?
You know? So I see somebody that's I'm kind of attracted to, but it's a big party. And
sure.
You know how there's big parties, so you can't really get an intimate one-on-one combo going.
Right.
So I start, you know, wheels start turning, and I see her go to the bathroom in the condo.
Right.
Which is like that down a little hallway. I go, well, here we go. This is the shot. So I go, I'll just be the next person in line for the bathroom. I go down the hall, I'll wait for when she comes out.
Right. You're ready to go,
hey, hi, how are you doing? You're on the Georgia swim team? How'd you guys make out? Yeah, my name's Mike Hall. No, I got the whole thing. So she comes out, and dude, I'm telling you, what followed her was like a blast furnace of stench. Andrew wasn't expecting that.
What?
I didn't expect it either. I went, whoa! I just lost any appeal that I had. And I just kind of turned around and go,
that is the greatest.
That didn't work
awesome.
Out.
Because how could you after that?
No, this is an interesting question for a guy. I think I'll bring it up a little bit today on the show.
I got news
for
you.
What does that do to you as a guy? Do you go hot so I can put up with it, or do you go, that ruins the whole thing?
Yeah, in the moment, that's tough. That's tough to overcome.
Yeah,
it's
so
tough to overcome.
I blew the show. I gave
did
up.
Did girls go to the bathroom?
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
No.
Well, that's a violation. It's probably a violation in general if you're in a strange apartment condo and you do that anyway, right?
Yeah, you can't. In a party?
Yeah.
That's not a party activity.
Right. Now, for a female, I was totally not expecting it.
Correct.
Like some drunken dude, maybe.
Right.
But not
exactly.
That.
Like, you would never expect that.
No.
You know.
Right.
Hey, if Charles Barkley would do that, right? But
I'm not. I'm not going to follow Charles Barkley. There, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. No,
yeah.
But that's the point.
This is my. I had it all scoped out. I figured this is the perfect chance, and it was like, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out.
But here's the point where I agree too. That is a stone violation as an activity.
Yes, in general.
At a party.
General. In a general activity, yes.
I mean,
because you can go somewhere else. You go outside.
Right, nature calls. You got to roll, man.
Right. Yeah.
You got to go home. I'm a home team guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was a bittersweet, the victory.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know.
But you lost down to Georgia Swim.
Lost down to Georgia Swim girl.
Yeah.
She could have been the girl of my dreams.
Was she interested in you? You think?
Well, I didn't, you know, we probably, kind of, like, there was like, you know how eye contact goes.
Yeah,
you know, it is eye contact, but it was not, I had to earn it. I figured I had to earn it because I'm just a northern nerd. You know, she doesn't know from me. So I gotta be on my game here.
Yeah.
But no.
We used to call that the Lamarck.
The what?
Lamarck. If you got an eye, if you got the eyeball. So there was a scout. That was the baseball back in the day when you're on a beat.
Yeah.
You know, you're
yeah,
a okay. team, the, right. the Mets guys.
Yeah.
There was a scout, Al Lamacchia, a baseball scout. And if you if the girl looked at you, you got Lamocked.
Yeah.
So you got Lamocked.
Yeah, I picked the wrong one, apparently.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, you know, you're just climbing uphill the rest of the night.
Was that your favorite Penn State game ever?
No, the one I wrote the book on was, that had subplot after subplot, that Miami, you know, with the fatigues and the bad boy versus the good boys and all that, you know, all those subplots. That's why I wrote the book on it, because it had a dynamic to it, you know, that it was bad, good versus evil,
right.
Sort of.
Especially, those in Miami, Jimmy Johnson.
But Georgia thing, they were nice, Vince Dooley. The good old Southern boy was the coach, and John Lastinger was the quarterback. First, he was like a nobody.
The first ever, like, flex, though, right? Like, the
Chiefs. Yeah,
flex.
Yeah, that was major. That was their first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first one, 83. And it was a big one because he was the best player in the nation.
Yeah.
So every eye was on it. And, you know, they came up big in those two bowl games in the 80s. Like, when you think about it. They weren't supposed to win either of those games.
No, they did. That was your squad, Bob.
My squad.
Yeah. All right. 80s. Well, I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
Larry Bird, top 10 player today.
I heard this whole conversation today. I love the old school guys, man, because they just don't want to give it up. Like, chronologically, I'm an old guy. But, like, mentally, I'm a new school guy, you know? And Andrew went too far. Because Bird could play in this era. But he's right about, like, the swiftness and the defensive adjustments and all that. It would be tough for him to be Larry Bird.
Right.
You know?
But again, if Luka Doncic is hovering around the top 10... Larry Bird's got to be that.
Yeah, Larry, but Luka is more athletic than Larry Bird, too, so that helps in this era.
But my point is the evolution of the player makes him... He would make it work. He would have been more athletic by sports science, nutrition,
he would have made
stuff.
It work. He could compete against anybody. So, yeah. But hey, the best player in the league. I heard Tasty Cake Dom go best player in the league.
No. Tasty Cake Dom.
That's too much sugar for Tasty Cake Dom.
But I agree. But the greatest is when the old school dude gets up, like Jerry L.
We deal with this all the time. It's the Wilt fact. The Wilt old school people are relentless.
Yes.
You know, and I go, he was he's bigger than the game.
Right.
But like when I look at a basketball player, I look at everything a basketball player has to do. That's why I don't rank centers, because to me, a basketball player moves with the basketball and it has to have a good enough handle to beat a good defender and has to have an eye to pass it for the open guys. Centers are different. Yeah, he was fast. He had those long strides.
Right,
he could get up and down the court.
Right.
But I never ever saw him handle a basketball.
Right. No, I agree.
You know?
All right. Could Ben Simmons shut down Larry Bird?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's correct!
Yeah,
yes!
he absolutely could.
He
could shut him down.
Faster, longer, quicker.
Yes. He would shut down Larry.
Ben!
Correct.
All right. Hey, by the way, you forgot one thing on the Sixers. I loved yesterday. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to all the calamities.
Yeah.
Sean Bradley was a calamity.
Oh, I forgot about Sean Bradley.
Right? Like, that was an ultimate calamity.
Yeah.
That they took him. Why? And you were covering it. Why did they do that? How in the world could
Who was the big player in that draft that they met?
I want to say that was a Weber-Penny draft.
Did they have a shot at Weber? I think they may have.
They drafted, Bradley went two. And it was Penny-Weber.
Weber went one, Hardaway went two. Or three, sorry.
Yeah.
And the Sixers went two, so they could have taken Penny?
We could have had Penny. But why would they think,
you know,
looking at that dude, He looked like a stick man.
There was this this notion that he somehow would change the game at that height because nobody had ever done it. And it was a shot in the dark, really.
He was gross. Really was. I hated that.
Because one of the things that held him down, he was like on a mission. He missed
missionary. Yeah, he went on a mission. Yeah.
And so I didn't know how good he was. But I remember Sonny Hill, a basketball impresario, raving about him. Like, he was his number one guy, a proponent.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He was
Sean
big.
Bradley?
Sonny Hill was
Sonny
big
Hill
on Sean
Bradley.
It's the one blemish on Sonny's otherwise brilliant basketball career.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. He was all about Sean Bradley at the time.
Wow. My God. I'm shocked.
Yep.
I'm shocked. Oh, great stuff, brother. Listen, a lot of fun. I love those stories, man.
Yeah, I'm going to continue that old school, new school thing because it always gets people.
So
and you're right about the people. You grow up in an era, you want to think that brand in your era was the best.
Yeah.
It's a total natural human instinct.
So I stepped in it when we were talking quarterbacks. And, you know, Elway. I go, Mahomes, way better than Elway.
Yeah. See, I don't think anything is best back then. I don't. How many eras that I grew up in? There's not an era. Even music, I think it's better today.
Well, I'll give you one, and it's even before my time. But I love movies, and movies are incredible.
Oh, movies are better back then. You're right.
I mean, you know, they had 70s, the budgets before my time.
They had the budgets to do more things, and they were all.
I mean, they were true.
Yeah, they were fuller. You're right about that.
But the quarterbacks. I mean, to me, it's not even the only quarterback that to me from back then that is a star and all timer is Marino because of his release and accuracy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, brother. Good stuff. There he is, Mikey Miss. Coming up today in about 15 minutes. Make sure you're right here. Let's go to... And Mikey is like that. Mikey denounces everything from the past.
Yes. I wonder what his thoughts on baseball, though. Like, I know pitching's a lot different in terms of velocity.
No, he loves baseball today.
See, I almost like it better 20 years ago.
I like it better 20 years ago, too.
I like the strategic element of it better.
Yeah, I do, too. I don't like... Again... I don't need to see the sacrifice bunt and the pitcher.
I'm down for a hit and run.
You know, but yeah, I agree.
Hey, they're going to have runners on second in extra innings this year. They're still going to swing for the fences.
The whole arm feel like that. I used to like complete games.
Yeah, that's changed.
Oh, look at this. Bobby Bowe. It's Bobby Bowe today.
Yes.
Today. So he just got back to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell him congratulations.
It's good to be Bobby Bowe. It's really good to be him.
Jason Stark put out a tweet saying Bobby Bonilla is going to get paid more this year than Pete Alonso, which is true. But think about that.
That contract was the genius contract.
Deron Williams just finished getting paid by the Nets yesterday.
It's Deron Williams.
Yesterday was Deron Williams' day.
That was Billy King. Mike was talking about Billy. That would be, I remember. I go, Bill, you traded for. You had to. He's like, dude, the owners wanted to win, and I pushed all in on Deron Williams.
Yeah, yesterday was Deron Williams' day. He finally got. He's done though. He got paid off. Benita still has 15 years.
Yeah, it's insane. Can you imagine that? That's absolutely insane.
He just put his feet up. Do you think he has a drink like June 30th at? Like 11
I'll
at night.
I'll ask him. I was just texting. I'll ask him if he does that.
Like, imagine, I would stay up till midnight.
Yes.
On June 30th into July 1.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, where's the $1 million I've been waiting for?
Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? You get that. I mean, that's just a nice, hey, you know, mailbox money.
Yeah.
Let this be a lesson to everybody, all right? Everybody to strive for in your life. I have not yet reached that, okay? But having met a lot of these people who have reached that, whether they be athletes or people in the entertainment industry, there's such a thing called mailbox money. And it's they go right to the mailbox and there's a fat check. And that's the hardest thing they have to do in life is walk from their house, usually a mansion, to the end of the driveway and grab the check.
It's a long driveway for some of these.
And nowadays, you don't have to worry about because it's direct deposit. But mailbox money or direct deposit money, however you look at it, is the way to go. Make sure you strive in life to ascertain something called mailbox money.
It's another question. Ask him when direct deposits started working for him. How long did he get the check itself?
Let's go to Ryan in Doylestown. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Ryan? How's everything, brother?
Not bad. I just want to talk about the playback because I'm a younger guy and I go to Penn State right now. So listening to playback got me hyped up for the football season if it happens. But, you know, just listening to that and everything happening. But I wanted to talk about, like, the great Penn State games. And my first ever Penn State game was 2016 against Ohio State when we blocked the field goal to beat number two Ohio State on Hill. Everyone rushed the field.
That was a great game.
We're down 20-7 the whole game before the court comes around, and just like the blink of an eye, just come back to win like that.
That was a great game, brother. That really was. I could see that being one of your all-timers.
Right now, number one. I don't think anything will beat that, honestly. And I went to the Phillies World Series games and everything, but that still just goosebumps every time.
We're
unranked. Because that was the beginning of the Saquon era. So, like, I've been blessed to see, like, four great years of Penn State football. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Oh, man. Ryan, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. What's our... What'd you go ahead and say what you were saying?
That was the first game that season. fight. I have that one. Enjoy your block kick.
He's talking. I'm trying to be nice and talk to him. And you're in my ear.
I've enjoyed that win for 4 years now.
Yeah. And people wonder why they got mad at me when I said, well, listen, I'll take Matt Rhule over Dougie P. And again, nothing against Dougie P. I love Dougie P. He's a great dude. And if it's the choice of Peterson or no Peterson, and you got to sign him to 2030, I'd sign him long term. But we were talking about this conversation. We were having this conversation yesterday about the coaches. And it's fair. There's a couple things to be said. Now, I've always said, I think nobody's got him beat as, at least of the new school guys, nobody has him beat when it comes to connecting with his players. Nobody connects with his players like he does. They play for him. They don't quit on him. And if I hate the fact that Alshon Jeffrey's on this team and he's going to play, I hate the fact that he's on this team. And I hate the fact that Dougie said, oh, what a great leader, because it's such BS. However, if anybody can make it work, it's Doug. Doug makes it work. And it's why, to me, the most important aspect of a coach is, can he lead men? And I think he's a leader of men. Now, on the other side of it, of the argument, and this is why I thought, while people were upset that he was ranked number 9th in that list, I thought, you know, that's where he belongs, right around that area. Look at his offenses. He's an offensive coach. And has he ever had an offense ranked top 10?
Probably just 17. He would have to have in 17 when Carson had 30 plus touchdowns.
Yeah? I don't know. Go look at it. Look it up.
I think numbers wise.
I know it wasn't last year and the year before.
No, it definitely wasn't the last couple of years. But I would have to.
So I said deduction. Right?
Yeah. Especially because he's an offensive mind.
When I talk about being X and O, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, I'm not telling you like, oh my God, Dougie P. I just think, well, you know, again, if I'm looking at it, there's other guys. I think Rhule has a chance to be special. I think Matt Rhule could be an all-time great coach. And again, I mean, I understand it's Temple and it's Baylor, and it's a big leap to say he's going to have success at Carolina. But no, I know that, and putting aside how I feel about him personally, knowing how he is as a coach and having had conversations with him when it comes to football, and he reminds me, I hate to say this and put this on him, but he reminds me a lot of Belichick. He knows both sides of the ball. He studied both sides of the ball. He's a guy who believes in the Belichick defense, and he's a guy that also knows offense.
And that's why he thrived at Temple and at Baylor. That's why he's in the NFL now.
So I think he can be special, which is why when we were talking about it, that's who I believe he's got that kind of acumen. And so we were kind of going back and forth on that. All right. So just to get back to the playback, is the best? Are you down now when it comes to the best college football broadcaster ever? Is Keith Jackson?
I would have to put him up against Vern. Vern has some incredible moments with calls. But Keith was great. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from
Keith. All right, because we were doing the old school, new school, and we were doing a lot of the, when it came to the basketball.
Right.
And
I mean, Vern's more old school.
And you were, Vern, yeah, he splits the difference. Vern's more my thing.
Right. No, Keith Jackson was great.
Because Keith Jackson was a lot before me.
And he was mainly, did he do NFL? Keith Jackson, or was he really strictly college football?
I think he did some NFL.
Like, I'm sure he did, but he was known for college football.
Yeah.
Just like Vern Lundquist.
He did baseball, by the way.
Did he really?
Yeah. Sure. He did that legendary series, I'm pretty sure. You know the legendary series? Philly Stros?
Yes, he did.
He did game five.
He did, because we did the playback game five, and we played the Harry and Whitey call, and somebody, I remember, tweeted in saying, can we do the Keith Jackson one another time?
I mean, think about that.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That he did that call. Are you kidding me?
He's definitely a one seed, Keith Jackson.
All right, so even though you don't like Bird.
I love Keith Jackson.
All right, so our recap today.
It's brought to you by Dietson Watson. If you want the absolute best Real Philly hoagie, you got to visit a Real Philly deli. Find one near you at realphillydeli.com.
Yeah, our recap today has been old school, new school hoops. And the good news is, by the way, that Sixers are healthy going down. And the Sixers, we all believe, at least I do, I'm expecting big things. A lot of people are in the league are expecting the Sixers to put it together. Hockey, the two host cities, it's official, going to be Edmonton and Toronto. And I love it. Edmonton and Toronto, and it's going to be incredible. You know why? We're going to get hockey from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's awesome.
To go with all day hoops. Are you kidding me? We get Flyers live. Oh, it's going to be incredible. We're going to have some fun with that. And don't forget, Mikey Miss, we thank him for coming on and talking about that Penn State-Georgia game. Our throwback for today is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com.
And Brian Windhorst just put out a story. The headline, the Orlando bubble to cost the NBA more than $150 million.
That's all right. Don't make it up on TV.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you kidding me? They should spare cost? I mean, what that's going to generate in revenue-wise, huge. All right, everybody. Listen, have a great week. Enjoy your holiday. I'm off. I told you we have a funeral tomorrow, so we're going to be off the next couple days. Enjoy the holiday. Be safe. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.